Amazing. All right. Well, first off, Katie, I'm so happy to be joined by you today because I've been wanting to chat with you for quite some time. I saw a bit of your show last summer at the King Eddie. I just caught the tail end of it. And wow, you were so darn good. And you just came out with this brand new song called Grow. And we're going to get to that here in a second. But since this is your first time being interviewed here with Windspeaker Media, you got to tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your musical journey and your inspirations.
Oh my goodness. Okay, well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm so excited. I've been like a singer professionally in like cover bands and I was touring with a rock tribute band for a while and I loved that, but I also am a mom of three boys. So it was really hard to do music and also mom in the season that I was in. You know, I went on tour with this band again and I kind of just had this pull that like if I was going to be doing music and be away from home anyway, then I may as well like do it for myself. And I had never really like written songs before or put myself out there like that. I always felt like really insecure and scared and worried about, you know, I don't know if I was going to be good enough. And I just something came over me and I decided to go for it, especially, you know, keeping my kids in mind. And I decided to write some songs. And so I did that. And then I'm only about 2.5-3 years in now. And just so many big things have happened. And it's just been really, everyone's been so supportive. So here I am, you know, in the country world, releasing music and writing songs, and it just feels really good.
Oh my goodness, we love having you in the country world, and we love your song, Good Girl Gone Bad Mom. So I haven't talked to you about this song before, so you got to tell us about how this song came to be, because it is so good.
Oh yeah, that was a fun one. So a friend of mine, he plays a lot in Alberta, but he is here in Manitoba, and we sat down for a writing session, and he was like, hey, what do you want to write about today? Like, walk me through your day. And I started literally walking him through my day, like no joke. And that's kind of how we got Good Girl Gone Bad Mom. I was like, you know, it's all routines and, you know, just feeling like there's this pressure to be the perfect parent all the time. And sometimes you just want to let loose. And then it was born out of that. So we had fun writing it. And yeah, that was the info.
Well, it sounds like you had a great time writing it, and we love playing it here. And before we talk about your new song that we just added, Grow, we got to talk about a massive opportunity that you got. And I saw your reaction on Instagram, and you were speechless. Yeah. You are going to be singing O Canada at one of the biggest sporting events of the year.
I still can't believe it, Sarah. Like, I still can't believe it. Every time somebody like says it like that, I'm like, whoa. I feel like it's an out-of-body experience. But yes, I got chosen to sing the national anthem for the Grey Cup. So I am just so ready and excited. I'm actually just leaving like a styling opportunity with a collaboration that I have for that. So it's been really big things happening and cooking over here. I'm ready to get on the field.
Are there any O Canada singers that are inspiring you and your performance?
I mean, we go to like a lot of Jets games. We're hockey fans in my family here. We're football fans too, but I feel like hockey definitely is number one for us. And I've got friends too that sing the anthems all the time. So like Lisa Windsor and TJ Pepper, like they do the anthems here in Manitoba a lot for the Jets and the Manitoba Moose. And, you know, I just love them. I think they're so great. And then of course, I've been like researching other anthem singers and what have they have done in the past and stuff. So I'm like, should I keep it simple or should I try to do like my own rendition? I don't know.
You're going to be so amazing. When is the Grey Cup again?
It's happening November 16th. So Sunday. Football Sunday.
3 weeks away. Oh my goodness. You're going to be amazing, Katie. I'm so happy for you. That's going to be an incredible performance. And you are also kind of wrapping up the year a bit with a brand new song called Grow. And I love it. It's gorgeous. You got to tell us how this song came to be.
Thank you. So, you know, this one was actually a pitch to me from some writers that we work with in Nashville. And I am such a huge giant fan of Mackenzie Porter. And she actually was one of the writers on this song. So when I received the demo, it was her on it. And immediately just fell in love with it. And immediately too, you know, it was kind of like the inspo or the thought process for me of what kind of drew me to the song was like not only being a new artist and stuff, because it's, I mean, there's a lot of highs and lows in like this business and just starting out and, you know, being a mom and all the things and trying to chase my dream, you know, on the side. But also I just thought of my son. My son is my oldest son. He's 10 years old. He's born with Down syndrome. And it was just such a reminder to me that I look at him every day and he takes, you know, a little bit longer to learn things. And It's always the more scenic route. He never gives up. This song immediately just made me think of him and how my whole reason for doing music is just how I shouldn't feel silly for being myself and putting myself out there. And the song spoke to me that way. So it's kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, it's a nod to my son, Bash, short for Sebastian, and then also myself and my music career. And I hope that, you know, other people can relate to it as well. So yeah, loving it.
Amazing. So with that being said, I mean, those words right there were so inspiring. And I love that this song really hit close to home for you. Mm-hmm. If there's anybody in your position or as a mom or as just a young woman, and they're looking to grow and they're looking to, you know, improve themselves in a way, they're looking to just keep going, what advice would you have for them?
Don't be afraid to try, because I think the beauty is in the trying and the failure and the falling down and getting back up. That's kind of where the true character, you know, builds. And those are all stepping stones to where you want to go. So that's totally what this song is about. And that would be my advice.
I love that advice. Now, Katie, first off here, what are your plans for Halloween this year?
You know what? My favorite thing to do for Halloween, we go out and we take my kids trick-or-treating, and then I come back home, and I actually, like, we live in such a great neighborhood that gets quite a few kids, so I usually like to dress up and, like, hand out candy, pour myself a glass of wine, and just, like, it's fun to see all the costumes come through, so that's my plan.
Have your kids picked out their costumes yet?
They have and they haven't. So my oldest likes to be a werewolf every single year.
Yes.
To be the same thing, which is hilarious. And then my middle son, Brooks, he wants to be apparently Patrick from SpongeBob. So I've been on the hunt for a Patrick costume. And then my little guy does not care at all what he is. I don't think he really, like, understands that it's going to be Halloween, but he's 4. Hopefully the day of, he'll be excited. We're going to, like, dig through our bin of costumes that we have and just try to find him something to wear.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
So I have a, like, Maleficent costume that I've been kind of wearing. So it's just like a cape and the horns and stuff that I made. So I'll probably just do Maleficent and put on some spooky music in the house.
Love that. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, this is a good one. I think Twix chocolate bars is my favorite. But it's hard to, like, choose, because sometimes I like the Maynard's candies as well.
Those are darn good. So do you have a favorite spooky Halloween movie?
Well, I watched Practical Magic last night, which was glorious. I loved that. I feel like the nostalgia there was so good. I don't know. I always watch, like, Casper and Hocus Pocus. I feel like I go to, like, my childhood and throw in all the, like, 90s throwbacks.
That's perfect. Those are great movies. And I feel like those are the OG Halloween movies. So those ones got to stay in rotation in everybody's house.
Yeah, exactly.